Welcome, everybody. How's your assignment going? Anybody? All good? Hi, everybody. Stuck in stage D. That's a good stage to be stuck in at the moment. Good. Tried. Well, that seems okay. I mean, you all have been playing around with it so far. You have had some success to some degree. Don't overthink things. Don't overstretch things. As I said many times on the forums, please don't go into precise control modeling. Thinking it more in terms of a concurrency assignment. What can you know about everybody else? What are your non-deterministic factors in the whole thing? How can you control that? This is more what you should be concerned about. Don't fuss too much. Can you hold 200 vehicles on the screen or not? That's not what we care about, really. We care about whether you really understand what you have been doing yourself, that you're confident that what you're doing yourself is actually making sense. That's what the assignment is ultimately about. All right. Keep me posted on the forums. Let me know if you're running out of time, if you're panicking for whatever reason, then we will be looking into that. When we will get the mid-semester exam back, I wish I knew. I'm hoping that I can push through with the last batch over the weekend. I have a full working weekend. There is no time off whatsoever. And I'm hoping to get through over the weekend. Mid-semester exam doesn't look bad. I'm actually quite happy how much most of you have been taken home from the lectures. The first question, for example, about lifespans and scopes, almost all of you have gotten most of that right, which is beautiful. And also simple protection mechanisms, you get this down. That's very good. Well, the issue of the deadline, I don't know whether there is an issue about the deadline, but the deadline has been set at the moment to Wednesday. And if you are getting in trouble, as I just said, please let me know and we'll have to look into whether there is grounds for pushing anything. But at the moment, you seem to be doing okay. I don't have any evidence that you're getting out of control. Pushing it backwards just means that you will spend even more time on it. So if I push it later, you will spend more time on it and you will have less time for your other assignments, right? How much are we able to push it back? Basically to the end of the week we could push it back if that really needs be, but it will push back everything else as well, like push back the marking for your assignment, so you get your feedback for the assignment accordingly also later. So there's a price to pay from all sides. Okay. No, please don't make a piazza poll of that. This is not a democratic operation. I don't think that's a good idea. Ask around whether anybody is actually in trouble. Okay. If you ask just in a polling style, do you want to have more time, just as a reflex, everybody says yes. But this may be counterproductive because a lot of us also want to get it over with. And that reflex is usually not triggered if you just pull it. So let's wait what the feedback will actually be if we have concrete cases where people are getting in trouble. Okay, this is more valuable than just a generic, give me more time, and here's more time. Does that make sense? Kinda. Okay. If you want to override me, that's fine. If you want to still do a poll and you think that our class is mature enough to actually not shoot themselves in the foot in the process, I'm also not guaranteeing that I will follow a slim democratic vote. So I'll also have a duty of care, which is overarching that. Yeah. Minor panic. Okay. Minor panic. Minor panic, minor anxiety. That's unusual. Shouldn't be too unusual. Okay. I know that some of you have been struggling quite a bit for installation processes. This is something I definitely take as grounds for you're running out of time. So if you have trouble on that side, we can definitely talk about extensions. Okay. Also, please, as a reminder, we always have special consideration and extension applications in case you actually have external influences. If anybody is, if you are sick, if your family is sick, if you have any other distractions from outside at the moment, don't overstress, just send me an email about it and we will see how to address that. Okay? Yeah, and don't be panicked by your initial ideas are not working. Just try another one, and that should be hopefully working out for you. Let me know how it goes. We still are not at the deadline, so you still have a little bit of time to make further progress here. Yeah, okay. I think you're all making very reasonable progress at the moment, so I'm not too worried at the moment. But I'm flexible to accommodate, I'm not shifted easily by everybody just shouting, give me more time, I need some more concrete reasons for that, then it's fine. Okay? So happy to shift that if you are actually stressed out by that, and it really helps you. Okay. You are mature enough to know that just blindly extending deadlines is not necessarily a helpful thing for your overall time planning. It just means that you spend more time with it. Goody. So can we get back to the fun parts? Any other general comments about what we're doing here? I may actually, just as a disclaimer, may need to cut the lecture a little shorter today because my voice is quite stressed and I'm not quite sure whether I will survive the whole length of a lecture today. So what we are doing is talking more about non-determinism and then about the beauty of languages which do a lot of concurrency for you without any further manual doing from your side. So let's get to the actual course material. Here we go. This was about non-determinism, and just as a little reminder, where is non-determinism coming from and is it avoidable? All the sources of non-determinism. This is just a few examples of the sources of non-determinism. This is basically endless. Everything you touch, you connect your systems to, will introduce non-determinism to your system. This is your system itself. This is just the scheduler already by itself. The message passing systems, the traffic which you have on your network, and even lower level, on the actual hardware of your machine, your machines have definitely non-deterministic components to them. How precise are your clocks in your computers? That's a question which all the real-time people are mulling about for weeks and months before they get to some decent conclusions there. How can you control the time and the clock in your systems, particularly the drift between different computers? Do two computers ever agree on the same time? The simple answer is no. How far are they drifting away? How deterministic is this process? This is generally issues which we always have to struggle with in a non-deterministic world and environment. You don't control a lot of things in your hardware and your networks and your computer itself. That's just a little bit of a potpourri of different non-deterministic effects here. Nice comment. ANU Rocketry has been struggling with clock imprecision due to temperature variations over the last few months. Sure, this was one of the most used research project today, namely the GPS system, or it's related to that, the GPS system which we're all using here. The major struggle was to actually keep all of these clocks on those orbits, in these orbiting satellites, in synchronization, which is a challenging thing. A, they are displaced by quite some distance, and B, they are traveling in quite some height and quite some speed, which actually changes the way how fast clocks are running. And to keep that predictable and in sync is an art form which is admirable. This is really hard. And this applies in principle to all of your hardware. As you know, computer clocks, usually crystal clocks of some sort, which are driving your laptop and your phone. You would be surprised if you stop synchronizing your phone every day what kind of time you would be displayed, would see displayed by the end of the year. You would probably be off by 10 minutes, something like that. So yes, clocks are drifting really, really bad. Okay, that's just a little bit of an overview where is non-deterministic coming from. So now the important part is, how do we handling this in terms of correctness? We just need pocket atomic clocks. Doesn't solve it, actually. Atomic clocks are less drift affected, but to adjust those is still a little bit of an art form, and that's you're just shifting the problem. You're not actually solving it. Correctness. This is just a reminder. Partial correctness, safety properties, liveness properties. We have seen all that. How does that relate to non-determinism? Let's have a look at correctness in general for non-deterministic programs. You need to be able to guarantee correctness irrespective of the actual sequence of interaction points. So you plan from the get-go that you cannot know the exact sequence, but you can know all the possible sequences. And then you need to formulate predicates which are holding true for all possible sequences of interaction points. Now, if this is an exponential problem, that can be hard, but you can keep it small on the local level. I will tell you what I mean with that in a second. What you do in practice is you are finding and defining so-called invariants. These invariants are supposed to hold true for a block of code, for a loop, for a non-deterministic select statement, irrespective which path it takes. So an invariant predicate, which you need for your formal proofs, will stay always true regardless how often you go through a loop, regardless which of the select alternatives will be chosen. Doesn't matter. Each of these paths will lead to the same outcome, that your invariants are still staying true. The art form is, of course, to define an invariant which means something. I can just set my invariant to true. That doesn't help me. But if I set my invariant, for example, to something useful and valuable, like irrespective of which accept statement has been actually executed or chosen, I still have at all times only one task inside my critical sections. An invariant like this, that I can verify, guarantee that this will stay true no matter which path is chosen, then you are on the safe side. That's the general idea how you get control back in a non-deterministic world. Finding those invariants is key for that. For those who have seen verification, program verification so far, which will be very few of you, I assume, this is old territory. Finding and defining loop invariants. We have done this a little bit in Comp 11 30 in your first year if you have been doing advanced material, but most of you will not have seen something like that. So this is more of a general concept here. I'm not making a theory course, as I said, out of concurrent programming. I just want to give you the pointers and the heads up. If you want to verify your programs, this is the thing to look up and the direction to go to. Yeah, you probably also have done a little bit of that in Comp 1600, and which all of you should have been doing. Okay. I'm sure all of you have only seen a glimpse of that. I don't think you can actually at the moment verify larger scale programs, but you should all have the idea how you could possibly go about this. Even if you don't want to verify your program formally, looking at a statement like this, sitting back and thinking what can you guarantee regardless what has been chosen here is always a good approach to high integrity programming here, even if you're not fully verifying what you're doing. Okay. So that was the conclusion from non-deterministic effects and non-deterministic design which you have in your systems. All right. Any further questions about general non-determinism at this point? You are very concretely now dealing with non-determinism in your assignment at this time. Right? You cannot fully control them. This is very much on purpose. How many vehicles will you have in communication range at any given time? You can moderate that, you can support that, you cannot really guarantee it. And that's the point, that you need to handle that in a more flexible way so that you can respond to changes in your environment without losing overall goals and targets for your algorithm. Okay. Goody. If there are no further questions, I would love to go to the fun part of data parallelism. Is that right? Okay.